Yes, Charles Woodson is cleared to play. Yes.
Mike, do you have an update on Randall?
Randall practiced today, so it feels good. And we'll obviously use the full week of preparation, but I anticipate he'll play.
Now that you've watched the film, do you have any theory as to why the offense didn't have its usual success against the blitz? Usually teams are scared to blitz Aaron because he's so good about it, but his numbers against the blitz on Sunday weren't as good.
Well, he had great numbers. So if that's the one thing we want to talk about, well, I hope they blitz us again, because it's anytime we do see pressure, there's definitely voids in the coverage. We'll be playing in a different environment, obviously, this week than we played in this past week. So, but you know, we had some pre-snap penalties, we had some timing issues as far as declarations with our protections. But other than that, I was very pleased with the way the offense played.
Do you think that environment will play even a larger role in your success this week? If you have one, we've seen that they've lost all their games outdoors this year.
Well, I really don't care about the statistics. I know how we play. It's different playing in that, you know, that environment. Just the level, the noise, and how it's, and you know, way it's generated, and the timing of it, and so forth. So, this is clear to the atmosphere that you prefer to play in. Personally, I think football should be played outdoors. But you know, it's a home game. It's Lambeau Field. You know, that definitely tilts the field towards us. But it's still a game of football. It's playoff football. Those are the types of things we're focused on. We're focused on the fact that we just played a team, you know, a couple of days ago, and we got to make sure our game plans, reflect that. You know, you always go into the season preparing for two games for your division opponents, and now we have a third. So, but we feel very good about Saturday night. It's going to be a cold night, and both teams will be challenged from that.
How much do you feel that playoff experience matters for a quarterback? Aaron has that experience, Christian.
Well, I mean, any experience, whatever position, it definitely helps you. You know what to expect. You know what you're going to feel at the start of the game. You understand the turnaround of a 6-day work week. I mean, all those types of things are things that help you. We talked a lot to our younger players today about the scheduling and the things you need to do this week. And you know, but at the end of the day, we're going to play football Saturday night.
Your team has not lost back-to-back games all year, and after each of your last two losses, you went on long win streaks. Do you feel that this team in particular is good at learning from its mistakes and moving forward immediately?
Well, I like that tendency, and we're looking forward to repeating it again. But this is playoff football. Everybody's guaranteed one opportunity, and we know we have to do things differently this week than we did in this past week. You know, yeah, our guys have responded, and that's what I really like about our football team. We're a very well-rounded football team. One unit picks up for the other one. The other one needs some help, and there'll probably be no different Saturday night.
With Adrian, another game against Adrian Peterson, getting Charles back with his physical style and violent tackling, is it particularly timely?
Well, I just think having Charles Woodson back on the field helps our football team. I mean, you know, just what he's meant to our defense and his playmaking ability, his ability to make plays around the line of scrimmage, that he's extremely productive. So I'm just glad to have him back on the field.
Mike, you talk about playing fundamentally sound against Peterson, but is there anything the way he runs or cuts back plays off the play side that breaks down fundamentals?
Well, if anything, people have a tendency, and we probably did some of that ourselves, on Sunday, you overplay the runner, and it's important for us to focus on playing run defense. And that's something that, kind of felt that during the game, and I think the film definitely illustrates that. I mean, he had a fine performance statistically in the film. Speak for themselves. He's had a great year. But, you know, we're really just focused on playing run defense, doing things the right way.
Did you know anything about DeJuan Harris on Sunday? Anyway, 18, 19 point touches and was productive from start to finish?
I don't understand the first part of your question.
I mean, I guess, did any part of that surprise you that, he's a kind of a smaller guy and he hadn't been in that role before?
DeJuan Harris played very good Sunday. I mean, he's earned every opportunity he's been given. So I was very pleased with the way he played. I was excited to see him play up on that turf because, just with his particular skill set. So same way, we'll go about it with our running backs. We'll work the course of the week and everything we do will be based on game plan and really who gets the hot hand, whoever has the hot hand.
Mike, you said about Adrian, I think you said you overplayed the run. What does that mean?
Well, I just think, you know, playing run defense is about gap controls, playing with leverage, and, you know, there's a number of times where we were in good shape, and, you know, he went into the line, and, you know, we had guys that would peak and lose their leverage, and he bounced outside for big gains. So it's just important for us to stay in tune with what we're doing and not worry as much about them, because he's a dynamic player, no doubt, but we got to focus on ourselves because that's the only thing we can control.
Mike, what's a challenge? 6 days. I mean, you obviously have gone through these situations before, but are you in a special situation given all the injuries you've had and trying to make things up?
I would say six days playing, you know, a common opponent, especially we just played, you know, and 6 days ago it'll be, but is probably the best that you can imagine for in that type of situation. So I'm glad we're playing again. I'm glad we're playing again soon, and we're looking forward to get going. But, I mean, it's, you know, today's Tuesday, 48 hours from the last game, and we were smart with the players today on the practice field, and we're going to have to do that throughout the week.
How hard did Aaron take it the way the season ended last year? Have you seen that?
I'm sorry?
Oh. How hard did Aaron take the way the last season ended? And how has that maybe changed
him this
year?
I mean, I'm sure Aaron took it the last season ending hard and just like everybody did, but he's always been a very committed individual. He puts a lot of extra time in, and you know, I saw the same man throughout the off season, and you know, he's put up great numbers again this year.
From your perspective, and given the short turnaround and the familiarity, is it more of a fine tuning week and a corrections week, or is it just a typical week for you guys putting in a game plan?
It's a typical week. It has to be. I mean, you can't change the way you operate. The last thing we're going to do is change, you know, how we prepare for football games and our mindset. You know, our brand of football has been established, and that's what we're going to play to.
With turnover differential meaning so much in playoff games, what sense of confidence does it give you that Aaron hasn't tossed an interception?
Well, I have great confidence in Aaron Rodgers' handle of football, and I think that's illustrated the way we play. You know, we're wide open on the things we do. And, you know, more importantly, it's something that we spend a little more extra time today on the practice field handling the football, and we'll do throughout the week. So handling the football is very, very important, and it'll be a focus for us.
Are there anything significant with Jordy Nelson?
We'll have more information for you tomorrow.
Same deal with Worthy, or something you can share with
Terrell? Yeah, we'll have that for you tomorrow.